time is it?
9:11.
It's bad. Okay. Okay, I want to start with a kiddush from the Chassan Sofer. The Chassan Sofer was the grandson of the Chassan Sofer, the son of his daughter. It says in the pasuk, "Shmartem eschukosai v'shmatay asher yaso osom adam v'chay behem." What does that mean? Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Hey. You should watch my statutes, my ordinances, that a person does them and live by them. What does v'chay behem mean? So Gemara in Yuma has a drasha, famous drasha, that you're supposed to live by mitzvahs and not die by them. Pikuach nefesh is doicha all the dinim of the Torah, except for the three averus. Three averus, we know you have to give up your life, even in a private situation. But generally, we have the din of v'chay behem. You have to live by mitzvahs and not die by them. So if someone threatens you to eat a piece of ham, I'm going to kill you, eat the piece of ham to save your life. So that's the Poshup Shot in the Pasuk. However, the Chassan Sofer says, I want to read the Gemara, I want to say a different shot in the Pasuk. And the Chassan Sofer says, the Gemara says a Kedushin on Daf Memum and Beis has a famous line, Schar Mitzvah Bahai Alma Leika. Means what? That schar for mitzvahs in this world does not exist. You get schar in the Olam Haba for mitzvahs that you do. That's what the Gemara says in Kedusha, not Memon Beis. So the Chassan Sofer writes, that's only by mitzvahs d'oraisa. On mitzvahs d'rabbanan, you get schar also in this world as well. A stunning kiddush. That's what he wants to tie in.
What about
Rambam says, good kasha, Benji. Rambam says that on Peah, that Mishnah, mitzvahs ben am l'chaveiro also gets schar in the school, not ben am l'mako.
But that's not, it's not necessarily schar. It defines what your reward is for.
Okay, but you could also label it as scar. The Rambam says in the Mishnah, the person says to pay it. So we've chiseled it down. We've chiseled it down to say it's only Beit Adam L'makom, and it's only what? Only the Arises. But the Rabbanans, you do get scar in the school. So, fine. Where did he get this pasuk? Where did he get this kiddush from? The Chassan Sofer. So you know what he says? He says, I got it from this very pasuk. What does it mean in Shmarkus Gosaiv is Bistav Shir Yasa Osom Ha'adam L'chai Behem? What does Ha'adam mean? Human beings, Chazal. Mitzvahs that the Chachamim made, you'll live by them. What do you mean you'll live by them? You'll live by them, you get schar in this world. It'll let you live a longer life. L'chai Behem. Ela Mishmarkus Gosaiv is Bistav Shir Yasa Osom Ha'adam. Adam means Chazal made the mitzvahs. Chazal made the mitzvahs, so Chazal made the mitzvahs, Lamaisa, it's a different word. That's what it means, V'chai Behem. It's interesting, no? It's an interesting way of reading it. This could be the makor, he says, for the Balamor. There is a famous principle in Shas, in Rosh Hashanah, called Mitzvahs Lav Lehenes Nitnu. What does that mean? Mitzvahs are not hano. Mitzvahs were given to accept the yoke of the kingdom of Hashem. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, mitzvahs were given to accept the yoke of the kingdom of Hashem. They weren't given for hano, for physical hano. So if a man takes a netter, not to what? A man takes a netter not to drive hano from Reuven. And lo and behold, Reuven is the Baal Tokeya in his shul on Rosh Hashanah. Can he hear the shofar from Reuven?
Sure.
Why? Mitzvah's lav lehenes nina. His netter was not to derive hana, and this was a mitzvah. You follow me? So the... Yes?
The thing is, well, it is true that there's no physical benefit. He
I don't call that halachic hana. I mean, it's a nice thing, but we need to define something halachically.
He's halachically being yotzei.
But that's not hana. That's accepting the yoke of the kingdom of Hashem. We don't call that hana. Hana is eating something. Hana is defined as eating. Couldn't hear you. Well, we learned when we talked about brachas, you had something to digest, remember? Even taking a shower was not hana, but the bottom line...
Otherwise, we wouldn't be making a bracha on spelt.
Spelt?
Yeah,
well, we needed a special one for that, because that was the goof, that was the neshama. Remember we said...
But that's it, the neshama's benefiting from...
That's why you need to dig up a marker for it.
But isn't the neshama also benefiting from hearing the shofar?
That's a different...
That's more like Alpidrush.
It's not a mitzvah.
That's more Alpidrush, Lamaisa. I hear what you're saying, but Lamaisa, it's not the same.
It's a mitzvah versus
Alpidrush.
You're not chayav to eat a piece of cake.
So the Balamor's Chiddush is, what's the Balamor's Chiddush? That a mitzvah drabanan is lahenas nidu. Mitzvah d'iraisa is lav lahenas nidu. But a mitzvah drabanan is lahenas nidu. That's a Balamor's Chiddush. So where'd the Balamor get it from? He got it right from here. The Chassan Sofer's Chiddush in the Pasuk. Because if you do the Rabbanans, you're going to what? You're going to be rewarded in this world. And that's what it means, Lahana Nitni. Mitzvah Rabbanan, Lahanos Nitni. What is Lahanos Nitni? That you're going to be given for pleasure, you're going to be rewarded. That is the Makor of the Balamor. Now, and it makes a lot of sense, because a lot of people, unfortunately, are mezalzim din rabbanim. And they say what? Oh, it's not the right, so maybe they won't do it, God forbid. On the contrary, if you make the extra effort and do the rabbanim as well, you understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu would what? Reward you in this world. Because you made the effort to be able to go ahead and do the rabbanim. And because of that, it's law, no, it's neat new, and therefore you're going to be rewarded properly. You got that? Now, there is a famous machlokes I want you to know between the Rashba and the Ran. The Rashba didn't argue beferish, but that's what all the Gedolei Achronim assume. There's a machlokes between the Rashba and the Ran if you have a mitzvah that's anchored based on hano. You have a mitzvah that's anchored based on
Hanah. You can't have a mitzvah that's anchored?
No, if you have a mitzvah that's anchored based on Hanah, the mitzvah itself is Hanah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, eating, or let's say Tasha Shamita, the Gemara, give that example too, right? Those two examples, what happens? Tasha Shamita, you don't need sneeze. So almost those are considered Hanah. Let's say a guy thinks a neder on those things. And let's say it takes a net about Tasha Shemita. What's it then? So the Ran is a stunning Kiddush. The Ran says any mitzvah that's based on Hana, you don't say mitzvah lav lehenes nidu. You do not say it. Because the Hana and the mitzvah are inextricably linked. So if the Hana and the mitzvah are inextricably linked, then therefore what? Then therefore you don't apply the principle of mitzvah lav lehenes nidu. And the Ran quotes a raya from the Mishnah. What's the raya? What does the Mishnah say in Rosh Hashanah? The guy takes a net not to go to the mikveh. Is he allowed to go the summer months or the winter months? Is he allowed to go the summer months or the winter months? If you go in the winter months, you're just freezing. The only reason why you're going is for the mitzvah. So therefore you could go. Mitzvah la lenas ninu. But if you're going in the summer, you're maybe going to cool off. That means the mitzvah itself is based on hana. Because you're dunking yourself in water, no?
So you can't go?
So you cannot go, Lamaisa. You do not apply the principle of mitzvah lav lehenes nidu if the mitzvah is based on hana.
Is Kiddush al-Yayin based on hana?
Kiddush al-Yayin? Not if you define it as words like the Rambam. The mitzvah min ha-Torah is only words, not drinking. Okay. So you understand what I'm saying? So the raya of the Ran is that there you have it. There you have it. Any mitzvah based on hana, you don't apply the principle of mitzvah l'alanazin, and it's going to be osur. You're breaching your neder. So in the winter months, in the summer months, you can't go to the mikveh. You follow me? And the Rashba is quoted, he gives different terutzim to the kasha. Rashba is quoted as saying he argues on Iran. You got me? Rashba argues on Iran.
You do say it, love.
He says you do say it even if the mitzvah is based on Hana. You do say it even if the mitzvah is based on Hana. Still apply the principle of what? Mitzvah lav nenes nigla. So what do you do with the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah now?
Is he a makor for that or no?
What'd you say?
Is he his own makor or no?
No, but he's got to get out of the rye of the Ron.
I'm saying, but where did he get it from?
Just all piece far.
If his is all piece far and Ron has a makor, I guess.
Right, how are you going to get out of the makor of the Ron? So Rav Shekhar called us from the Miri. If you look in the Miri in Rosh Hashanah and then Mishnah, you know what the Miri says? You get Hana after you come out of the mikveh. It's not at the same time. So this is not a good example at all, this raya. The raya is when you go into the mikveh during the summer months, you're not allowed to go because you're breaking your neder, because you're cooling down. The essence of the mitzvah of going to the mikveh is also cooling down. And therefore it's also. So how do you get out of that raya if you're the Rambam? So the way you get out of it, the Miri says in the Mishnah, amazing thing. The Hana you're getting is not the same time while you're in the water. It's when you come out. Therefore, it's not covered by the mitzvah. That's why it's Asur. You follow me? It's a very ingenious way to get out of it, no? When you come out of the mikveh, that's when you get the Hana. Not while you're inside. So therefore, the mitzvah and the Hana don't merge at the same time. And therefore, the Hana is not covered by the mitzvah. Therefore, you're breaking your neder, and therefore, you're over an Isur. But in a Hanami, if the mitzvah is based on Hana, Rashba would say the mitzvah overtakes the Hana, and you say mitzvah is lav lenes nigla. Whereas the Ran says, even if the mitzvah is the same time as the Hana, the Hana overtakes the mitzvah to breach your neder.
Why is the Hana you're getting out?
That's how he formulates it.
I
guess you don't really physically feel it as much until you comes out, he says.
Maybe you do it at the same time. Maybe it's both. Why can't it be that you're getting Hana in the mitzvah, but it could be covering, but it's covering up according to Rashba?
Could be what Nate's saying is better. Maybe you're getting Hana both, but you're also getting Hana when you come out, and that's not covered by the mitzvah, and that'll be a breach of your neder.
You don't need to say that you're not getting Hana when you go in. You can say that you are getting Hana when you're in, but it goes according to Rashba, it gets covered by the mitzvah, but when you come out, it doesn't get covered by the mitzvah.
I think the way Nate's saying it is better.
Would it make more sense to say it, the Hana, you get Hana when you first go in? Have done the mitzvah when you've done the
tefillah
in and out.
Wouldn't
that be
better? No. Mitzvah is only when you're inside, Lamaisa. For sure, not when you come out, Lamaisa.
He's saying,
mitzvah's when you're done.
Once you're dunk, the mitzvah is dunking.
Yeah, but not to come out. There's no mitzvah when you come out.
When you go in the first time, before you've dunked, you didn't do any mitzvah, and you're getting pleasure then.
Yeah, but your whole body's not in. You can only get on now when your whole body's in. That's the Pashup Shah, Lamaisa. So since there is a mitzvah that there's Hana that's not covered by the mitzvah, it's a problem. You follow this Kiddush? Okay. Well, let's take this a step further, Maisa. Let's take this a step further. Now, there is an interesting Kiddush here that emerges. And I want you to get this. The Kiddush that emerges here is that there are mitzvahs and there is Hanoah. And our ability to try to get as many mitzvahs we can do in our life is of utmost importance. Rambam writes, Hashem gave us 613 mitzvahs in order that we should be able to perfect one of the mitzvahs. He gave us so many mitzvahs in order that at least we should be able to perfect and become bekeem at least in one. That's Ram's theory of Racham
and
Akasha.
And there's a specific one, or each one ever we can each pick one?
Out of the 613, hopefully a guy should be able to be proficient in at least one.
Oh, you're saying just by chance?
Statistically, the more likely. That's what he wants to tie in. That's a chiddush. So, if that's the case, Lamaitz, you want to try to get as many mitzvahs as you can possible in your life and chaperon mitzvahs, okay? You want to try to chaperon as many mitzvahs as you can, but at the same time, you can't be a chaper. What do you mean a chaper? You can't be a mechutzuf. What'd you say? You can't take away mitzvahs from another guy. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Gamliel made a takana of 10 golden coins to try to take away a mitzvah from a guy. If you try to take away a mitzvah from a guy, you must pay him 10 golden coins. That's chutzpah. You're not allowed to what? You're not allowed to go ahead and what chotef a mitzvah from someone. It's a terrible thing. Nowadays, I don't know if we have the takana, but whatever it means, it's a bad thing. You don't go around trying to cop mitzvahs away from me. I love mitzvahs, so I'm going to go ahead and take away mitzvahs from others. It's not mental cut. It has to be done in a manner that is what? That is done mental cut. So you have to define what mitzvahs are, and once you know what mitzvahs are, and it's not hanoah, you have to try to get as many as possible, but don't go ahead and take them away from someone. However, on the other hand, we do have to chase after mitzvahs. We have to be rodef achar mitzvahs. Where do we find we have to be rodef achar mitzvahs? So the Mekor Chaim in Hilchos Pesach has a phenomenal chiddush. Gemara says in Chulin that I would think someone who has to go to the mountains and the hills.
We did this last year.
Could be to fulfill a mitzvah. And what does it say? Ki Ikari. What is Ki Ikari? When it happens to be that you've run into a nest, then there's a mitzvah. But you're not mechuyev to run to the mountains and hills to try to find one.
It's only
the bird that in order to fill them with shoe away the mother. The only time you have to, the ki ikari. The only time is when you happenstance. But I would have a havamin. You have to go search it and find it. Kamashman, you don't have to. That havamin tells me that for all the mitzvahs you have to chase mitzvahs against the chayarim, against the chayarim. Chayyim says you don't have to, but we don't. The Mekor Chaim argues this. It's a special din by Kansipur, you don't have to. Flying everywhere else, you have to. You follow me? That's the Chiddush. So our attitude towards mitzvahs is to show respect toward mitzvahs. You don't kick dirt on the blood, like we said, Kisu Adam. You don't quote the mitzvahs from other people. At the same time, you are rode fachar mitzvahs. You are what? You are a person that's rode fachar mitzvahs. And we assume that mitzvahs are mechuyev on a person his whole life until he dies or she dies. A mace is chof shimin and mitzvahs. A mace is pata from mitzvahs. But some close mind you're alive, you're mechuyev. And that is why, Lamaisa, it's so important to define what death is. Because the shaila could be what is murder. And the shiloh could be the person who's close minded alive that could do mitzvahs. That's the shiloh, how you define brain dead. Is brain dead dead in the halacha? I want you to know this. The Rav said it was a sfeik in the dina. He didn't know. Therefore, you have to be machmer in both directions. Rav Tendler, Rav Moshe Zatzal, claimed that brain dead is dead. That means you can take a heart out of a guy and transplant it to someone. Rav Bleich holds the other extreme. He says you're a murderer if you do that. That brain dead is not dead, you're alive. And if you took Rav Bleich, and if you took your kid heart away from a guy, you're killing him. The three shittas on what is considered to be the definition of brain dead. Which I want you to know. And the Rabbanut seemed to hold it, holds like a Zalm Lechemi or a Moshe, that it's considered to be the brain that is dead. You follow what I'm saying? That has tremendous ramifications. You could take the organs of that person and save other people's lives. But Blood says you take the organ out of the guy's life, you're killing him, you're a murderer. So it's from one extreme to the other. And Rav Shneur said the Rav, so you have to be machmer in both directions. You have to make sure you don't kill him. On the other hand, you have to make sure that what? You have to try to keep him alive. You can't kill him. Take away an organ. Because he's still alive. On the other hand, Amaisa, we don't assume that he's dead to take away an organ. You follow what I'm saying? That is a tremendous issue. So the notion of mitzvahs applies. That's why, I don't know if you know this, that, you know, when they do the takrich and the talis, they rip off the tzitzis. You know that? They rip off one of the tzitzis. Why? Because amazing sculpture of mitzvahs. No problem of him observing four corners without tzitzis. It's not alive.
Why that? Are we making a point of it?
I think we want to show that you're part of the mitzvahs. We want to show that the man's part of the mitzvahs. That's why in a cemetery in a Levi, you're not allowed to wear your tzitzis out, because you're mocking him that he can't do mitzvahs and I can. Loig l'rosh. We learn it in brachas. Right? The Gemara quotes a pasuk. We didn't learn it inside, but the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Mishnah. Loig l'rosh. So I want to just point out, we want to chaperine as many mitzvahs as possible in our lives, about more of how important precious time is. Okay? And that's why, let's just close with this, because we got a lot to do for his order. That's why you bury a person. You bury a person in the ground. Cremation is such a horrible thing. If you bury a person, because they're going to be as a mason, they're going to come alive again to do more mitzvahs. You follow me? That's what Tchias HaMeisim is. They're going to come alive again to do more mitzvahs. We firmly believe that. Meisim, Chavshim mitzvahs, when they come back, when they come back, revive the dead, the Chavim mitzvahs. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't really understand this, so I can become my premise.
Go ahead.
When they're revived, that means they're wrapped in the talis, which has three quarters. That means that they're wearing a baguette.
The left of the talis is synthesized immediately.
It's not.
Get it fixed. Yes, get it fixed.
We'll
have to get it fixed quickly.
It's a minute point, I think. When everyone goes back alive, we're probably more than topics.
What'd you say?
This is just ready to throw
away.
Yeah, you mean that's your business? New business, you mean?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You'll make millions now.
There'll be a lot of questions you need answers
You'll make millions. But what I want to tell you is that this, if you have guys.
Most sure I made to know about this.
You have guys that are cremation, it's horrible. They say $1,000 for what? You know what I say to them? The Nazis did the same thing to us. Might be a little harsh, but you have to try to prevent anyone from having cremation done.
Maybe you had somebody in the show last year that wanted to cremate somebody, right?
Yeah. I've had relatives cremated, terrible, against my wishes. I once had a relative say he's going to come after me.
Maybe that was a story that he told last year.
Say he's going to come after me. I told him not to cremate his father. He told me he's going to come after me if I continue to tell him this. I hadn't spoken to him in 30 years or so. And I call him and his father dies and tell him not to do it. I hear where he's coming from a little bit, but halacha is halacha. I tried. Couldn't hear you. No, not religious at all. I'm married a non-Jewish woman, the man. But this is the look. I want to talk to you about the chashivas of mitzvahs, the value of mitzvahs. Every person's mali mitzvahs karimo, like a pomegranate. 613, we have to do as many mitzvahs around as much as we can. You see a Jew doing mitzvahs, that's what he's supposed to do. Learning Torah, that's a chikr. Okay, let's stop here. Okay.
Now,